What's up, y'all? This is the Cubicle Rebellion podcast, clocking in once again. I am Jeremy, your host and 8-hour ally. So I'm back at the library again, and had some technical difficulties. I left my headphones at home, so I'm using my AirPods, and this is like my fourth time trying to record this, just this intro, not the whole podcast, but I tried to do it with the input monitoring in, which is basically a way for me to hear myself while I talk, but it was too trippy. Like, I couldn't get through it because it was a slight delay and I was too distracted. I couldn't even, I couldn't move past it. I'm like, I can't say what I want to say and try to ignore this. It's too distracting. So anyway, I turned that off. So right now I can't really hear myself. I don't know if I'm too loud or too soft. And I don't know how close or how far away I should be moving from the microphone. So hopefully I'm not blowing your ears off your head. So anyway. So I had an interesting one-on-one with my supervisor last week. Normally our conversations are pretty, to the point and cordial and whatnot, but this particular conversation, we just kind of drifted. We just started talking about any and everything, and he began to sort of confide in me a little bit about how overwhelmed he felt as a supervisor. And he's been in the position for about a year, so he's freshly new, but he took the position in the middle of COVID and all this craziness and stuff. And our job in particular has just been crazy busy with, new policies and new procedures and all this stuff or whatever. So anyway, they keep adding more work to our workload and it just hasn't slowed down. So he was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm doing too good. I keep forgetting to do one-on-ones and, I'm forgetting to schedule things. And I'm behind on this, behind on that. And I just told him straight up. I was like, man, look, I don't even put this on you. Like, the issues that you're having has nothing to do with you. Like, this is all systematic. I don't know what came over me, but I literally just went into podcast mode with my supervisor. The aim was just to really encourage him, And just, because he had this whole perspective of like, I want to make sure I'm doing a good job and I don't, I'm kind of failing. And it was just real guilt and shame based. And I was like, nah, man, that's not on you. That's not what you're dealing with is, the issues and problems that you're having, it goes beyond you. This isn't about you. We're all burnt out. Like, they're putting the load on all of us, and it's not fair to you or us. This isn't just you, this is a systematic issue. Like, this isn't it's got nothing to do with you, man. And so we got to good conversation, man. We started talking or whatever, and he kind of opened up a little bit more and stuff, and and I was telling him, I was like, nobody here is trying to do a bad job, but you can only do so much. People are burnt out, they keep adding more work to our loads, and they want us to also set goals, but they don't give us any time to actually set those goals. And those goals are so abstract, like they're so generic that they don't really apply to our job, but they want us to write something down, but they won't give us time to write anything down. But they also want us to do the work that's coming in, and it's a busy season. And we just switched a new we switched our procedures over, which is basically night and day from how we used to do it. So it's a night and day. It's a 180 in terms of how we operate our job. And so I say all that to say, I was like, man, look, we're all overwhelmed, man. This is not, don't put that on you, man. This is not even. And so I was kind of laughing, but I was kind of delighted, I guess, to see him receive it. You know what I'm saying? He was pretty open. He was like, wow, you know, I never really thought about it like that. You know, this does. I was like, these issues are beyond you. This is, if you're feeling like this, this isn't because you're not doing your job. You're not doing your best. This is a systematic. They're not giving you any time to really do your job well. they're not setting you up for success. You know what I mean? They're telling you just not to drown, you know? And I'm like, I don't blame any one person per se, but, you know, the way things are is currently presented, they're not getting the best out of any of us, except the ones who just got something to prove. But, you know, so anyway, it was funny because even he was like, it was resonating with him. You know, he was feeling like, man, you right. He actually was like, he looked at me and smiled, kind of laughed. He's like, yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I know I'm right about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, like the proof is in the pudding. I mean, look at you. You look at me. You know, it's nothing. Like, I'm just stating the obvious, man. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody in particular, but like something clearly, this has to change and isn't changing. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care enough to change it. You know what I'm saying? So it just is what it is. We are doing our best here, man. You know? And so anyway, it just kind of made me laugh. Because, you know, I'm just trying to get people to see, man. You know, I'm trying to get people to see what the cubicle rebellion is all about. Sure, man. This is, well, I want to get everybody at that job to rebel slowly, one by one. It's a very slow rebellion. It's a slow revolution. One by one, you know. Like a domino effect. Nah, I doubt that. That'll never happen. Shoot, I'm just over here just riffing. But yeah, man, I don't know. I think everybody feels it in some way, shape, or form. But I was thinking about like this idea of control and power. You know what I'm saying? Like most of our days and our lives are so controlled. I mean, even society. I looked up the word mortgage and it blew my mind. Like, did you know that the translation of mortgage in Latin is death pledge? Death pledge. Is there anything? Could that sound were any worse? Death pledge. Pledge until death. That's crazy. And you know how many Americans have mortgages? So essentially, like, the majority of us are in a death pledge. Is it any wonder why we all feel so miserable? You know what I'm saying? Or just feel so chained or shackled? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so if you think about it, say every day you wake up and you go to work to pay your death pledge. Like, can that sound any more bleak? Your death toll. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like the word is, we say mortgage so loosely. I mean, it's the same thing with student loans, debt. Like we're all, you know, I don't know. For those of you who don't know, I am a Christian. And sometimes, and I don't really like, you know, I don't go around like shouting that from the rooftops. But it does make me think about, it's a form of like bondage, man. Because I think about like, you know, whether you're, you know, a Christian or not, you know the stories about the Israelites and Egyptians and Moses and Pharaoh and all that. And I just can't help but see the parallels sometimes. Because if you look at that story, it's like, man, the Israelites were slaves. Like, and back then it was literal chains and like literal bondage. And they were working day and night. And it was like very like black. And it was very clear that they were slaves. You know, and Pharaoh was a taskmaster. The people in charge, you know, were taskmasters. You know what I mean? And it's like, you look at that story and it's just, whether you think it's true or not, it just says something interesting about like it's just an interesting parallel, you know what I mean? Because I think in some ways it still applies today, because even though their shackles were, what's the word? Literal, ours are kind of figurative, you know what I mean? Ours are kind of like, they're just more, it's the same thing, it's just more sophisticated. It's like they just figured out, it's like the pharaohs of today, so to speak, just found a more sophisticated way to chain us to things. Student loan debt, mortgages, you know what I'm saying? Like, in just any other way they could kind of get us locked into something. And we're bound for 20 years to pay this one thing off. And check this out. So, like, your house, your car, whatever, you pay that off. And then once you actually, quote unquote, own it, you still got to pay taxes on it to keep it. Because if you don't pay taxes on it, they're going to come and take that too. Like, that's like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, again, it's all systematic, man. It's crazy to think that you can spend 20 years paying for something that's still not yours at the end of it. It's crazy. Pay 20 years, you know, spend 20 years paying for your house and you still kind of don't own it. Like, if it's just a form of bondage, man. It's just sophisticated. It's a sophisticated Egypt. It's a sophisticated slavery of sorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're still shackled and bound to this thing, you know? And it just begs the question, it's like, why? Why is it set up this way? Why does it have to be this way? Why do people in charge make this so? You just ask those questions, man. You start connecting dots and you start realizing, like, just the heart of man is just, it's just evil. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, what more do you want from me, bro? Like, you know, it just begs the question. It's like, bro, where are we? What are we doing? Like the time I served ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? And then to keep with the parallel and the allegory or whatever you want to call it, the metaphor. I mean, low key, I mean, we need a Moses. Or we need some type of Moses or something. You know what I'm saying? Let my people go. Shit. Free us, give us free. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all bound to something, man. Like, this culture, it's just this culture is sick. Society is sick, man. You know, I know I get on here and just start it sounds like I'm just complaining every time I'm on the mic, but I guess I just can't let go of the fact of how things are designed and set up and how much it affects our lives, you know. My intention really isn't to just whine about it, but it's just to bring light to it and to expose it, you know what I mean? To shed light on, like, bro, like, has anybody else see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't right. This is not good. Like, I'm just pro humanity. You know what I'm saying? Like, forget all the other, you know, categories and labels that everybody's trying to, like, you know, all the other clubs and categories people are trying to hop into to feel safe and feel like they're a part of something. It's just like, bro, forget all that, man. We're human beings, man. Like, I'm just pro humanity. Like, this is some of this is just feeling like it's just inhumane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of us work jobs we hate to keep up with things that we, you know, to keep up with, you know, paycheck to paycheck and buy cars we can't, it ain't really ours, buy houses that technically ain't really ours. It's just crazy. And you think about with inflation now and all that, it's just, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, maybe this isn't a hot take, maybe it is, but this bubble's about to pop, man. Like, I just get the feeling that, like, the way things are headed and the way the snowball is rolling, like, I think we're just headed, like, this dollar's gonna crash, bro. Like, I really think the dollar's gonna crash. Just at this rate with inflation and all that, like. And this is my hot take. Maybe this is a hot take. I think it's a good thing. I kind of hope it crashes. I kind of hope the dollar crashes. We need a whole new, like, reset in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need a reformation. We need to reform. Like, we need to change some of this stuff. And I think the only way you really can do it is for things to, like, just crash completely. You know? it's like the Wi-Fi needs to go out like for good in order to really like, you know, turn it back on, turn it off, turn it back on, and let it start over. Like, we need like a complete do-over. I don't know, man. I know that sounds crazy, but I think it'll happen one day. I really legit think that, like, something crazy, like, the internet's gonna go out, like, the whole world. Like, they're just gonna, something's gonna happen. Like, something wild's gonna happen. Like, all this is about to get shut off. It's gonna be, like, zero dark 30. Like, this is just about to just shut down, man. And like I said, I don't say that hopelessly. I say that, like, just in a more predictive way. Like, I think that's going to happen, and I deep down feel like it's actually going to be a good thing. Like, I just think that there's just something better on the other side of this. Like, there's got to be. Things just can't keep getting, like, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. You know, but it's got to get bad. It's got to get so bad so people can open it, you know, that to where it's undeniable that people's eyes are open. You know what I mean? Where it's like, bruh, we have all got to chip in and do something different. Like, no more sitting on the sidelines. No more sitting on the bench. Like, forget all the things that divide us. We got to figure this out, bro. This is nuts. This is getting worse and worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But I heard this dude say something really interesting about power and control. He was saying how power and control neutralizes any opposition by presenting itself as normal and ordinary as opposed to dramatic. So the essential power is basically, says power and control is subtle. It's not obvious. You know what I'm saying? It's a very subtle, sneaky thing. It's not dramatic. It's not over the top. It's like the little ways. It's the little things. What's that phrase? It's the little foxes that spoiled or something. It's the little things. It's like the devil's in the details, I guess you could say. He said, you know, power. He said basically like this. He said, power says, how do I achieve my goals without seeming like I'm pursuing them? Or seeming powerful, so to speak, with a capital P. So, like, how do I achieve this in the most subtle way possible without anyone really knowing? I'm just running in the background like an app. You don't even know that I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. And you know, the real answer to that is to make whatever your power looks like, make it tedious and make it boring. Because our attention spans, we don't have the attention span to pay attention to anything boring and tedious. So you think about those contracts with like 27 pages you got to scroll through, accept these terms and conditions, the fine print, the waivers, all that stuff that you skip through on your phone when you need to do an update. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty of it myself. But you know, you do that stuff where you like, you know, I just want to get the update. Scroll, accept. That's power. Everything you scroll past, that's how they maintain the power and the control. They just make, they hide it in all this fine print and these legal jargon and legalese that no one understands or cares to read or try to figure out. Or you're too busy or too tired to understand because you work 12 hours at your shift and your kids are screaming in your face and your phone needs an update. And it's like, now let's update the phone. And then you're like, oh, whatever. You hit accept. And you're so tired, you can't even pay attention to what you're accepting. You don't even know what you're accepting. You just accepted it. And you just gave them more power and more control. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, again, this is all systematic, man. It's just the ways in which we do things that isn't pro-humanity. It's not pro-humane, so to speak. It's not for you. It's against you. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just something to it, man. It is something to it. But think about that, man. Mortgage in Latin means death pledge. Death pledge. If you have a mortgage, you've pledged unto death. And what's crazy is that they got us thinking it's just normal. Like, this is just cool. Like, we have generations of people who are just like I grew up and I was told there was good debt and bad debt. And I was like, what? I thought all debt was bad. I said, no, good debt is when you do, is school debt, basically, where it's like, it's debt towards, it's like investment debt. It's like you're investing towards yourself. So it's a good form of debt, even though you're going into debt. And I'm like, this is crazy. So things have gotten so bad that we got to make bad sound good. This is crazy. We've got to literally call something that's just genuinely not good. We got to find, that's how bleak it is. I think that's just, it was such a great metaphor for just how life is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have, things have gotten so jacked up that we have to, like, we're finding ways to console with things that are just flat out bad because we're too hopeless to change it. Like, it's such a hopeless statement to even say that. Good debt. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? This is good debt. That's how bad things have gotten. It's like I did an episode a while back. It's like when people say Happy Friday. It's like, bro, we're so tired and so worn out. We have found ways to cope with things that is just flat out like depressing. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. People are celebrating Friday because they have nothing else better to celebrate. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's like, bro, Happy Friday. You're just happy that the week is over. You're just happy that the week is over and that the weekend is coming. And I understand what it means. I get it. I understand that it's like, okay, like, the week is over. I get to take a break, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I get a couple of days off. And I'm like, bro, that's nothing to celebrate. I don't know, man. Maybe my brain is weird. But, like, just because Friday's the last day of the week, it's like, bro, how about, I don't know. You know, y'all know how I feel. I'm like, we need to have 4 days of work week. Like, you just happy that you're happy that you made it to the end of your work week. And it's just like, it's just depressing, man. I don't know. It's not coming out the way I want to say it, but it's like, we have just found ways to cope with things that we shouldn't be coping with to begin with. We're not thinking enough about how to change things. We're just like, well, this is what it is. So let me just try to make the most of it. Happy Friday. Everybody, wear your casual Friday. You know, wear your sweaters today, wear your t-shirts. And it's like, it's like throwing us a bone. It's like crumbs off the table, man. It's crumbs thinking, you know, and that's just kind of how I view most of this stuff. You know, well, there's good debt and bad debt. If you get this debt, then it's like, either way, I'm committing unto death. Like, I'm committing to slavery. I'm committing unto, like, I'm gonna be bound. It's like, there's good chains and bad chains. Like, at least these chains are gold. Like, what are you talking about? What are we talking about, bro? This is crazy. And it's like, and that's what's so wild to me. It's like, we have no other alternative, that we just have to start, like, finding ways to make crap look decent. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I don't know. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Or is it just me? Anyway. Well, I hope you at least kind of got where I was coming from. If you enjoyed this, subscribe, rate, review, or don't. Either way, thanks for listening. Now get back to work. Time to get paid, blow. Time to get paid. Time to get paid, blow up like. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Promise it's all good. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. It's all good. Get paid. Blow up like.